Okay, we're back. It looks like the last part of Dumb Genius number 12's question is Dumb Genius number 12 also wants another example. Oh yeah, Dumb Genius number 12 also wants another example of what poopobot-ism is. Oh, so that's gonna be another 10-15 minutes. Okay, so let's go ahead and do it. Why not, right? We're on a nice little row here. Okay, now just because I haven't talked about the poopobots, it doesn't mean the poopobots, the poopobots aren't doing their things out there. I mean, it's actually getting. At one point, I thought it was, I tried kind of sort of ignoring it, but like today and yesterday, oh, it was bad. Well, the day before, yeah. I mean, they're not going away, by the way. The poopobots aren't going away. That's for sure, okay? They're not going away. But if you want me to give you another example of what poopobot-ism is, well, first of all, I would like to add that some of these poopobots, I have to say, I look at them and I'm like, oh, I might actually be able to use some of these poopobots. That's right. But they're poopobots. And so I try not to approach poopobots, okay? Try not to approach poopobots because you never know. Okay, so I stay away from the poopobots. But if you want another example, I think I've did quite a few of these, right? Another example of what poopobotism is. Okay, why don't we go ahead and just do another one? But and we'll go ahead and do one another one of the classroom examples, because classroom examples, for some odd reason, they're just really, really popular. Yeah. Everyone really likes the classroom examples, okay? So let's do another classroom example of what poopobotism might be, okay? So, let's see here. Let me think for a second here. Giving names actually does a better job, I think, all right? Oh, hang on one second. What's that? Hang on one second. Okay, so let's just say, I don't know. Let's say, let's do a trio once again. Three people. Okay, so let's say, the first person in the class is, we'll go and give the name is, we'll call, let's call this person, uh-oh. Yeah, why don't we call this person, uh-oh? Okay, and uh-oh has a friend name, let's see, let's think about it. Uh-oh and oopsie. How about that? How about oopsie and uh-oh? Okay. And your other classmate is it's not a friend, okay? It's not a friend. I don't know if it's a friend or not, but it's just another classmate, okay? And let's give this classmate a name and let's see here. How about we call this classmate Nossie? Yeah, how about we call this classmate Nossie? Okay, so the way you pronounce that would be it's halfway between nosy, the word nosy, and noisy. Okay, so it's nosy, nosy. Okay, like don't be nosy. Okay, so okay, so those are the three characters. Okay, so we got Oopsie and Oopsie's buddy, classmate buddy, named Uh-oh, and their other classmate who they're not really friends with, but that classmate is in the class, and that classmate's name is Nosy. Okay, so that's the setup. Okay, let's see here. Let's say Oopsie tells you uh-oh to go ahead and go shove Nosy, because Nosy called you an idiot. Nosy called you an idiot, so go ahead and shove Nosy. Okay, go shove Nosy, called you an idiot. Okay, and you actually go shove Nosy. If you just and you didn't even hear Nosy call you an idiot, you just went ahead and shoved Nosy because your classmate buddy Oopsie told you to do that. You're a poopobot. You're definitely a poopobot, right? Like a better way to do it, wouldn't be considered poopobotism is you probably go up to Nosy, go up to Nosy and say, "Hey, Nosy, Nosy, did you call me an idiot?" Okay, and if Nosy, if Nosy responds and says, "I didn't tell you, I didn't call you an idiot. I call you a idiotic buffoon." Ooh. Now, if Nosy's response is that. Now, Nosy says, "I didn't call you an idiot. I called you an idiotic buffoon or a idiotic douche." Now, oh, ding, 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 ding. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess you can. Your response to that would probably be something like, I don't know, like, "Hey, Nosy, why'd you call me an idiotic buffoon?" Okay. "Why'd you call me an idiotic buffoon?" And if Nosy. If Nosy says something like, "For no reason," okay? Let's just say Nosy says, "No reason," okay? "I called you an idiotic buffoon, an idiotic douche, for no reason." Then ding, 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 ding. Game on, okay? The match is on. That's a setup right there, okay? I say go for the, go for the walk-off dinger. Yeah, go for the walk-off dinger. As a matter of fact, take that back. Add a little authority to it. Okay? Try to go for the walk-off dinger out of the park. That's right. The walk-off home run dinger out of the park. Because Nosy called you an idiotic buffoon or an idiotic douche for no reason. Okay? Because, yeah, that's a little aggressive, right? I mean, you don't call somebody an idiotic buffoon or an idiotic douche for no reason, right? So, yeah, I say you go for the walk-off dinger, man. Go for the walk-off home run dinger, okay? Out of the park this time, okay? So, does that make sense? I think that makes a lot of sense, right? Like, if you just walked up to, walked up to Nosy and shoved Nosy without actually hearing Nosy called you an idiot, or idiotic buffoon, or idiotic douche, and you just sort of, because your buddy told you to do it, your buddy Oopsie told you to do it, you just went ahead and shoved Nosy for no reason, because you didn't even hear it, right? That's poopabotism, okay? And that's poopabotism, okay? I think that's pretty clear, right? But if you actually, like, walked up to Nosy and said, hey, Nosy, "Did you really call me an idiot?" Okay. And then Nosy says, "Of course I did, okay? And I called you an idiotic buffoon, okay? For no reason, okay?" Then I say, go for the walk-off dinger, okay? Okay. And you probably wouldn't be considered a poopabot. That's not poopabotism, okay? That's a proper way to do it. No. Okay. But don't do that. Don't do that. Once again, we're not, we're not here to give advice, okay? Just enjoy the audio, okay? But don't do that. Don't do that. Don't go for the home run dinger. Try to work it out. Try to work it out. Like Nosy, why? Why no? Why Nosy? Whatever you can, just try to work it out, okay? Just work it out, okay? But like I said, if you just walked up to Nosy and shoved Nosy because Oopsie told you to shove Nosy for no reason. because Oopsie said, "Nosy called you an idiot," okay, and you didn't even hear it, but you just walked up and did and shoved Nosy. You're a poopabot. That's practicing poopabotism, okay? I think that's very clear, right? That's a pretty good example. I don't know how I thought of that one. Anyways, whoa, we're right there at 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, we're having a little fun here. I want to do 13. No, we're not going to do 13. Okay. All right, so maybe I'll do a special before I jet out of here, huh? Maybe I'll do a, keep an eye on those websites. Maybe I'll do a special before I jet out of here. But that's 12 in a row. It's tough to hit 12 in a row. Anyway, yeah. 12 in a row? Yeah. Anyways. All right. You all enjoy the rest of your Friday. And just take a look at that website. You know, there might be some more updates coming up. All right, I gotta get out of here.